entertaining talk radio, broadcast on the internet. This is HearUsTalk.com, the thing you do with your ears and the place to be.
Hello to all my fans. Thanks for sending me your letters. I really enjoy reading them while setting your fucking houses on fire. Keep your fucking opinions to yourself. I know I'm awesome. Enjoy the DJ New Style Show, you fucking dickheads.
Oh, snap! Yes. Welcome, 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 one and all, to your Tuesday Night Miracle. That's right, this is the DJ New Style Show. Exclusively on Hear Us Talk. That's HearUsTalk.com. The thing you do with your ears and the place to be. Thank you for tuning in, downloading this, subscribing. Hey, thanks for leaving comments on Facebook.com/TheDJNewStyleShow. It means a lot. It gives me something to do while I'm dropping horrible shits into toilets of all varieties. With me this evening, a very talented and eager man. You know him as a guy named Steve. Steve, how you doing tonight? What's going on, buddy?
Doing good. Not much is going on.
Oh, that's good. Very talented and eager.
Right, I know. I was about to thank you for the talented part.
Not eager?
No.
That's a nice thing to say about somebody.
I guess, but it's not really that true. So, anybody can be eager. Not everybody can be talented.
But you're both. So there.
Well, thank you. Thank you.
Steve, thank you for being a part of this tonight. I just want to say, last week's episode was incredibly frustrating. But I guess the listeners have spoken. One of the most downloaded episodes we've done.
Awesome.
I don't give a shit. I don't want to have fucking rambling, uninformed arguments about parenting. I don't want you to assume that you're some kind of master of parenting. I don't want to do that ever again. I wanted to strangle you. I wanted to strangle you. I don't know. Maybe that's what makes interesting podcast radio. I don't know. Arguments and shit like that. But I really don't think that one host should want to strangle the other.
I'm sure it's happened plenty of times.
You think it's a healthy thing? You can keep it up?
I'm sure there's a lot of hosts that have wanted to strangle their co-hosts. Very, very famous ones.
I'm sure. I wouldn't doubt it. Well, Steve, I've had a very uneventful weekend, a very upsetting weekend, for no real reasons.
Upsetting for no real reason.
Exactly. It's upsetting for no reasons that really give me the opportunity to complain to anybody.
Oh,
you see, I'll complain, and because I have my own reasons for it, but relative to anybody else's problems, it's fucking minuscule.
First world problems.
No, let's go second world. I think in the first world they have working bathrooms.
Oh, okay. Well, that sucks.
Yeah, I'm at the point where, you know, I'm listening to Clayton's show, getting pumped up. I'm listening to Bug Zapper Radio. He's telling me to build my core. Come on, focus on the hard problems. Whatever, you know, like I'm bullshitting, but he's really fucking motivating me to get some shit done that I've just been sitting on, that I've just fucking had in a list of shit to do, and I start doing it, and more shit gets thrown on the fucking list. The office is like done. I just got to get a goddamn carpet in there. I'm fucking done. It'll be done this weekend.
So, did you get anything done in the office this weekend?
We got the trim done. The trim.
So you did do stuff. You did progress,
but it's bullshit compared to what needs to be done now. I don't even know how long at this point. Months. Let's just go with months ago. The main bathroom in our house, the bathroom we use on a day-to-day basis, has failed. Steve,
catastrophic failure.
Not like money pit failure. Like I'm not in a pile of rubble just laughing at the mistake I made yet. I'm not at that point. But I'm at the point where while taking a shower, I went to just like scrape something off one of the tiles, like frick-a-frick-a, and I noticed that the tile was loose. And I don't know how long it was fucking loose. And then I noticed that all the tiles are loose.
Yeah, well, you know what happens. You get one loose, water gets in there, it gets behind everything, and then you're screwed.
Well, I'm fully aware of that. The other bathroom we do not use is beneath it, and, you know, we might take a quick piss in there every now and then, but largely unused. I go in there, and I notice, oh, there's water on the floor in here. Because it's directly under the fucking upstairs bathroom. So I'm like, well, you know what? No big deal. We have two showers. So we'll get this thing fixed. We'll just start using the downstairs shower. We'll use that. That'll be the shower. It's not ideal. None of the bathrooms are great because we bought it from people that were Mr. Fix-Its, I guess. Not really. What do you call some, like, a weekend warrior type guy?
Yeah. Armchair carpenter.
Yeah, I think carpenter, my ass. More like fucking liquid nails and tile.
just grout everything.
Grout it. Stick. Stick. Where's that shit in the middle? Is that caulk?
they're grouting spackling.
Right in the middle of it. Absolutely hit. Everything they've done is terrible. And I've tried to, as I've encountered disasters, I've tried to have them corrected. The AC, the HVAC, the fucking furnace, all that shit was replaced. We fucking tore it out and replaced it. We had some water damage, some rotten studs. Replaced it, fixed it. The office, it's getting there. So now we're down in the shit shower, and I noticed that this was definitely something that they built. Like, a tile wall and shower should be the most rock-solid fucking flush and plumb surface in the goddamn structure.
Right.
We had wavy tiles. Wavy tiles. Like, it was
like bubbling behind it?
Like, it's like they tried to tile the surface of a globe. Like, you know when you see a mosaic globe? Just like wavy. And it's not fully flush. You could tell that they put some shit over the top of it. Just problems. And, well, wouldn't you know, Steve, the shower downstairs had given way.
Given way? What, like the roof caved in?
No, I wish, while I was in it. I wish it fucking collapsed on top of me and just fucking smothered me until I didn't have to see water in the next room. In the next room. So the tiles failed in that bathroom as well. And now I'm scrambling. I sheer laziness, sitting on my ass, not working on my core. This is where I'm at. I have fucking plastic sheeting taped to the fucking to cover the tiles.
Oh man.
Like I'm about to lay mulch.
Yeah. Just fucking, that's
the best I can do now until I have that bathroom upstairs redone.
Yeah, like a nice clean shower and a working nice clean toilet are, like, I think some of the number one things you need in your house.
Yeah.
And like a working kitchen and a working washer and dryer.
Yeah.
The rest of the shit is all just superfluous to that.
It's been months now that how many episodes have I done from where this desk is now? Just in my fucking living room. Like, oh, temporary, guys. You know what?
15, maybe?
A ton. Way more than I should have. That's going to change soon. I don't know when I'll actually get the shit in there, because I think it's been out here long enough. I don't give a fuck. I'll just leave it here for now until I get a new desk and everything, get it set up perfect. But then once that room's done, that's a little bit of weight lifted. But now we're in, like, emergency fixes. That's where it's fucking stressful, Steve. I had this vanity fix, kind of. Where it's like, you know what, let's redo. We were going to redo the room anyway. Why don't we just do it now? Well, no. Now we have to redo two other rooms while we're redoing this room that we were going to redo anyway. So three of the rooms in this fucking house are complete disasters. Oh. Disasters. Shit-tier fucking tear-down disaster. If Mike Holmes ever set foot in this fucking house, he'd be like, well, rip it down to the studs. And then he would see the studs and be like, fucking, just... I gotta go.
Level the house.
I gotta go.
Dude, actually, my brother's first house, that's what he did. Like, he started taking, you know, just a little bit of stuff down. It was my grandma's house. And when she passed away, he bought it. So, it was tearing down, you know, tore down some of the walls. You know, got the first, it was a bi-level, got the first top down, nothing wrong. Got to the second level, and all the lolly columns, or the main supports above the lolly columns, all had termites in them.
Fuck.
So I went away for the weekend, like I was helping them, and I went away for the weekend, and I come back, and I'm driving past this house on my way home, and there's no house.
God, you know how good that has to feel, knowing that you're gonna have it built, that you can just like, fuck. Or actually, you know what?
It was gone.
I might be missing out on like a golden opportunity right now to just
level out and rebuild.
No, not to level the house, but to really tear into that fucking bathroom and let out a lot of anger.
Oh, that's the best. Demo work is the best.
Like, go Japanese businessman. Just fuck it. I put in a 70-hour week. It's time for me to break some shit.
Oh, I thought you meant kill yourself.
No. No demerits for me. I'm good.
All right.
I really think I want to just start just fucking with my bare hands tearing tile down, punching through fucking probably soggy backer board. You know, the thing is, I don't think they even used backer board. They probably just used regular sheetrock.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
See, that's the first problem. Because, like, my brother's new house, there's all sorts of sheetrock now that's, you know, they do wonder board for showers and stuff.
Yeah.
And they have, like, special, like, non-porous sheetrock for that you do the entire bathroom in because moisture, you know, hangs in the air.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
And it's nice. I think I got a lot of that regular sheetrock down here. My walls, my bathroom are just like disintegrating. like seriously, like, around the bath fitter, it's bad. There's just holes that go to metal.
Wait, so you have like one of those the fitter things, one of those pre-molded things.
Yeah, it's like a three-walled fitter that goes around the bathtub.
I'm tempted, but I don't think I want that.
They're nice and easy. I mean, it looks a lot nicer with tile.
I'm thinking for the main bathroom, I'm going to probably have to do this.
Yeah.
The bath fitter shit is nice because, you know, like, well, I'll never have to worry about that again.
Yeah, or if...
But what you're saying, it's fucked up already.
Dude, it's not already. This is 20 years old. I mean, it's got some wear and tear, and it's always been lived in. You know, ever since the basement was finished, before my brother moved out, he lived down here.
Right.
Now I live down here, and it's been, you know, shower every day for 20 years. It's going to fucking eventually eat through all that shit.
Shit.
If it's not done right.
Clayton,
it wasn't really done right.
Clayton in the chat room says, go with the word fuck on your lips with loud music and a sledgehammer.
Yeah. I highly suggest any Pantera album. Just on repeat.
Seriously want to be in on the fucking demo. I think I'm. If I let the contractor do this, I think I'm going to be doing myself a injustice. I can't even think. I'm so fucking scrambled with everything I'm doing.
Demo first before you even call the contractor. You just demo the whole thing yourself.
Well, that's what I'm thinking now.
Because if you call them before it's demoed, they'll come in and do the demo in a day and charge you for it. So.
Hmm. Okay.
Do that first.
God damn. Well, I want to. I think I'm gonna
start pulling shit up. Just start fucking punching walls. I mean, if you just make sure you know where all the studs are, so you don't punch a stud. But
well, I mean, the thing about it that bathroom they fucked the sheetrock up by removing wallpaper. I guess with one of those little swivel things that has the razors on it.
Oh, and they went into the sheetrock, into the actual rock of the sheetrock.
Yeah, so I guess the realtor told them you can't have all this fucking wallpaper. So they tried to remove it and they fucked the sheetrock up. And then what they did was they threw gravel into like a paint bucket and just fucking textured it like really shitty though.
No.
And so
you can't do that anyway. Even if they did a good job on it, you can't do that.
I scraped the wall as best I could and you could still see pock marks and shit. I'm like, you know what? I don't know. I want to rip the sheetrock out, but I have no reason to. Now I have a total fucking reason to. I'm ripping it all out. I'm going to fucking vault the ceiling. I want to see what I can do to this fucking thing. Fuck. Just a little upsetting. You know, fuck the dream of owning a home is very, very real and very, very, very good. It's just that I want that time where I can just go home and not worry about something.
Yeah.
I'm at that point where it's like, okay, what is it today? Am I going to the third step just going to give? I'm going to go into the fucking void under this entranceway. Apparently there's like dead space under the front steps. Like it's not, it hasn't been converted into any storage. When we replaced the drywall, I contemplated getting like a trap door, but like, I didn't give a fuck. Like, what am I going to shove more shit around?
So you're saying there's like walled off like small areas?
Yeah, it's like a creepy place where someone might have like when they were building the house, one of the guys died, and they just we can't keep him with us. We can't bring him with us. The boss could never find out. Put him under the steps. Okay. If you breathe a word of this to anybody, I won't. No one's going in there anyway. Oh, okay.
Yeah. They'll just throw a bunch of termites in there, pick the body clean so there's no smell.
Yeah, that would explain some of the rot, too. That would explain some of the rot. Shit. Goatweed is saying that as soon as you finish something, there's something else that needs to be done. It's so true.
Yeah.
He just said the magic word, Steve. He said the R word.
Ah.
And I'm not and I'm not talking about retard.
The roof?
Roof.
The roof.
I am on eggshells about the roof now. That's the other thing. The home inspector when we got is like, all right, you're going to get like 15 years out of this roof. But then, like, one of the other guys that I had up here said, don't discount this AC unit. You probably get another 5 years out of this thing. It died the next day. Died right there in that skewer.
Well, I would trust an inspector more than the other guy. What was the other guy?
Would you? You would? Because he overlooked wavy tiles that I didn't see. I didn't know the fucking wavy tiles until I ventured into that bathroom the first time. And I'm like, oh, these are pretty wavy tiles. Fuck. The inspector.
Best of luck to you, my friend.
Here's the thing. The inspector went into one of the rooms, and he's like, oh, they left all the furniture in here, huh? Yeah. And in the office, they had furniture lining the entire perimeter of the fucking room, hiding some of the damage that we discovered.
Yeah.
He goes, well, looks around it. Looks all right to me. He just kind of peeked, craned his neck over. No flashlight, just looking down into the darkness. I'm like, yeah, this is obviously how they inspect homes, so just going along with it. Just figure I'm along for the ride. He'll tell me if anything's bad. Oh, I got fucked with the home inspection. I could have gotten so much more out of these motherfuckers.
Yeah, well, that's a double-edged sword because either you don't get your certificate of occupancy or you have to do a lot of work before you even get in the house. So
I could give a fuck less at this point.
Well, yeah.
You think at least
you're able to live there.
How long, Steve? For how long?
Until the fucking roof falls in.
The goddamn rafters are going to cave in on me in my sleep. That's what it is.
Go to Home Depot. Take some courses, man. They know what they're talking about over there.
Someone told me, you replaced the central air, the furnace and all that? I'm like, yeah. He goes, well, you know, at least that's the most expensive thing that could fail. I'm like, oh, that's good. That's good. Pretty close. Pretty close to it, though. I'll give you that, because I've had estimates for roof. And
Your main supports, if your main supports in your house are fucked, you're fucked. That's it.
Well, yeah, Steve, but you have to believe that your fucking main supports are not fucked. You just have to hope against hope that your house that was built in 1970 is not fucking structurally fucked.
You got to learn. That's what it is. You got to learn.
Don't talk to me like some wise old sage, Steve.
I'm not. Because there's a lot I don't know. I wish I did.
You got to learn. So
you do have to learn.
You got to learn.
All right, remain ignorant and go ahead and fix everything.
No shit, you got to learn, Steve. No shit. I'm hurting here, Steve. So I try to take a couple minutes here and there to brighten my day. Watch a little TV.
Yeah, what are you watching?
Flipping.
Flip this house? You're gonna learn how to fucking fix it up as fast as possible?
No, it's a documentary about Flip Cup. It's really informative.
Okay.
It's good. No, I'm just flipping channels and looking for something because the DVR is a wasteland at this point. We don't manage it. We don't prune it. It's like the someone planted a shrub around a loved one's grave and then they just never went back. That's what my fucking DVR is like. It just has overgrown and been filled with episodes of She's a Princess. Have you ever heard that show? You ever seen that fucking show?
Oh, no.
She's a princess.
Is that chick that spends like her husband's money?
Yeah, and anybody's money. That's the thing. There's that like till this the host has another show where it's couples, but this one it's just greedy whores. ow! She's a princess. Oh, is it hideous?
Yeah, and that's what they need to be teaching.
Oh, is it bad?
Teaching women how to be a fucking money grubbing whore.
I need that fucking theme song. I need the theme song. Have you've never seen it, Steve? You need to see this.
I think I've seen snippets, but it's probably on a channel that's not on my favorites.
CNBC?
Yeah, nope.
Okay. Well, basically, it's
isn't that like a news channel?
Yeah, but they've started to do education, entertainment shows,
yeah,
like this.
Yeah, like the Learning Channel with Honey Boo Boo.
Yeah, it's kind of yeah, it's true. That's terrible. It's kind of like in the vein of learning about money, I guess. but it's lessons that everybody else knows except for these whores. Here's the theme song. It's horrendous.
Well, I can tell she loves to go shop. She's all out of control. She can't stop. Designer clothes, jewels, hair. She's throwing money everywhere.
My head is spinning. Yeah, turn it off. I can't listen to this.
We're listening to this. She's all out of control.
She can't stop. Designer clothes.
We just want the hook, all right? They shouldn't have the full track. My head is spinning. Oh, 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 oh. She's a prince. Ugh. She's a princess. She's a prince. Oh, my God. I want to die whenever I hear that fucking show. It's always some average-looking, maybe six, maybe, I don't know, maybe a seven maximum, who tans, who spends way too much on her fucking hair, her nails. She'll scoff at fucking, like, jeans that don't have some obscenely priced brand on them. Absolutely hate it. And also, the big capper is, it's not that she has fine tastes, Steven. It's not that she has champagne and caviar tastes. It's that she earns piss.
Yeah, or zero.
Or zero. They always break it down to like, okay, well, you like all this stuff. To continue to live like this, you'll have to earn 1,000 times more than what you're earning now. And she's like, well, you know what? I deserve it. And they try to do a fucking budget. She's like, I'll never be able to do this. She's like, I need $300 a month for my hair. Like, shut the fuck up. I never get more angry than watching this fucking show. There's always some beaten down mother, some fucking sackless boyfriend, and some best friends. Some best friends are like, she's just always borrowing money. And she never has any. And the fat fucking host on the show. Like, she's cut off and some foreign bitch. I can't tell you know what, Steve? You need to see this. Anybody out there listening to this, you need to watch this fucking show.
You know
show
what? Everything you're telling
one
me
time.
Is telling me that I should never watch
no,
this
Steve,
ever.
No, Steve, this for the show, you need to expose yourself to this. You all need right. to see one episode of She's a Princess. It's Princess, but the dollar sign, the S's are dollar signs.
Oh, God.
Absolutely.
Like Arliss, but princess.
Yes. Yeah, they robbed Arliss's gimmick. Oh,
is it bad? There's a case there.
Yeah, it's so fucking bad. I wonder if they have like a clip of it or something. Here's Princess Ashley B. I didn't plan on playing clips, but I guess we're going to do it.
I've been helping people with money for more than 20 years, but no one stumped me more than the princess.
Okay, this is the fat sow who will give her jars and say, put money in the jars and don't use credit cards. Yeah, but anyway, she's going to, I guess, describe this whore's obsession with fucking wasting her life.
If there's something that I want, I feel that I deserve it.
I'm here to help this princess take control of her money and her life. Over the next 4 weeks, she'll live on a...
Did you hear what she just said? Hold on, before that, the girl?
She said she deserved it.
Princess take control of her money.
No.
I feel that I deserve it.
I feel that I deserve it.
Well, see, there's a pretext.
I feel that I deserve it.
Yeah, there's a pretext to deserving something.
Yeah.
And that means you've done something.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, anything. Exactly. You've done something. You didn't just make your skin a little more brown or your hair a little bit more fucking bleached white and fucking obscure the fact that you have a rat face, Ashley B. You do! You've got a rat face! You're not hot!
I wonder how many of these take place in New Jersey.
No, they're all in Canada for some reason.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. You know what? You give them free health care, they want everything, Steve. That's what it is. They all turn into princesses. Here's a little more from the clothed whale that's going to teach us about money.
Here to help this princess take control of her money and her life. Over the next 4 weeks, she'll live on a strict cash diet and complete weekly challenges.
In that time, I'll live on a strict Oreo cream diet and wear burlap sacks.
The best of everything, do the best of everything, be the it girl.
If this princess has what it takes, I'll transform her from spender to saver. And I'll give her up to $5,000 to help her pay down her debt.
Oh my God!
I don't think she could change me.
Hold on. She's going to give this bitch, who is just fucking flagrantly burning money.
Yes.
$5,000.
If she can pretend to save money for 4 weeks. If she pretend...
No.
Here's what I want out of everybody. I want everybody to watch it as much as they can of this show. As much as they possibly can stomach. And record your fucking visceral reaction. Record yourself watching this. If you've ever worked hard for money, you will fucking be furious at this shit.
Is way too much already.
Some fucking...
Well, we played 20 seconds of it, and I want to fucking just and that's find not this even person. It. And,
Steve,
and,
that's not even the show. This is
I want to identity thief her.
You want to steal
her identity?
Why? She has fucking thousands in debt. She is terribly in debt, and all she has to her name is a fucking like six purses and a fucking probably a designer dog.
So wait, these are like chicks that get like massive amounts of credit cards.
And oh yes,
as fast as possible.
Yeah.
Oh, you know what? I might want to watch this because I'll like want like follow ups to this.
I want your reactions posted on Facebook.com/TheDJNewStyleShow. I want you to watch an episode of Princess on CNBC, and I want you to record your reaction and post it on my Facebook page, Facebook.com/TheDJNewStyleShow. This is how it goes down, Steve.
Changes, no money.
No changes, no money.
Oh, 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 she's a princess.
Oh, shut it off. For Christ's sake. Clayton says he's going to partake. He's going to actually record his reaction while watching this show.
I can't do it, Ken. I refuse, sir. Okay, I'll record my reaction.
I am a TV yeller. I will yell at the screen. I am a driving yeller. I yell, okay? When I feel something is wrong, something is irritating, I will yell. I won't necessarily confront. I'm not going to get out of the car and punch a fucking window in, but I'll yell from the safety of my seatbelt and windshield and locked door. I will yell from the safety of my couch. But let me tell you, if this was a fucking live theater act in my fucking living room, I might choke somebody.
That's when you bring rotten fruit and vegetables to a live recording.
The fucking poor fucking parents on this show. How old are these girls? 20 something, know nothing fucking cunts. That's what they are.
Jesus.
20 something, know nothing fucking cunts.
You know what? All right, here's a question for you.
Yeah.
Now, this has nothing to do with the parenting debate that we had, but do you think little girls should be watching and buying all this princess stuff that they have out there?
Oh no, I think it's the worst.
I honestly said it when my nieces were young, because like 1 year all they wanted was princess stuff, princess. And I'm like, dude, just get them like fucking Dora. She's like a little fucking Spanish girl that, you know, has nothing but a backpack. She's got a backpack and she's all happy about it. I'm like, yo, pump that into her head. Don't pump like princesses into her head.
I don't think that.
I think it's a bad culture. It's a bad culture.
We certainly do build a princess culture where average dime store bitches think that they're fucking royalty and deserve all the shit that they can possibly get for nothing. And I really think that's terrible. And I think that maybe we should probably try and encourage our daughters to use their fucking brains.
Yeah.
Use your fucking brains.
Hold on.
Clayton has just found the first episode description and he said his blood is boiling. He said first episode Dad can't retire because of his daughter. Dad has worked his whole fucking life. His cunt daughter wants shoes, so he has to work until he's dead. Now, feel bad for the dad all you want, but
there's a degree who's facilitating it? There's a degree of responsibility on the father's shoulders.
And you know what? They paint it so well that you do feel bad for the parents. You're like, God,
well, of course, that's how they always do it.
I want to retire. I know what it's like. I'm saving for retirement. These motherfuckers made it. They're there. They live to the point where they can retire and they can enjoy their golden years. Oh, wait, they can't because their daughter does not give a shit and has no concept of the fact that they're going to fucking die soon. They're not cognizant of that. They want things and purses and cute boots. All these fucking garbage belongings they spend all this fucking money on. It's just so fucking irritating.
But you know what? These are probably fathers that had wives that didn't work. Then they had daughters who saw the mothers that didn't work and think that's, I'm going to be like mommy. And I think that happens a lot because I see it.
I think these girls need to be given a definition of princess. That you need to, you can be a princess if you're born into fucking royalty and your dad didn't spend 45 years working at a fucking BP station, shucking away $100 a month just so he didn't have to fucking work until he's 80.
Dude, that's not even the definition, because if you look at Queen Elizabeth, she fucking drove trucks in World War II. She drives her Secret Service around.
No matter herself. No matter whatever the actual royalty does, these bitches deserve nothing. They've done nothing. They deserve nothing. And the fact that they have a support system of people giving them everything for doing zero and ruining their lives to sustain it,
and a culture behind it,
fucking crushes me. Crushes me. Imagine you gotta be fucking working, you fucking bitch. Oh, fuck. The most important lesson I guess anybody can learn is it's good to want things, but you can't have it until you fucking earned it. You can't have something until you fucking earn it. The word deserve doesn't mean it would be nice if I got it. That's what it is with her. Oh, I would be something else. I'd be something else if I didn't get it. And I don't want to be that. Oh, well, she better get it because my daughter is going to be what she wants to be. Fuck that. Fuck that. And you know what? You did disparage stay-at-home moms, by the way.
I disparage stay-at-home moms that perpetuate girls that act like that, because I think...
Oh, where the mom is the best friends.
Not even the mom. You know what? I guarantee you, 9 times out of 10, the mother doesn't even give a shit that they have kids. They just live their life and the kids fucking tag along. And, you know, kids learn by imitation. So if that's what they see, you know, 99% of their day is their mother just, you know...
I'll tell you this. You want to see
getting their hair done.
You want to see some weak parents and some pussy boyfriends? Watch this fucking show. Watch this fucking show.
You're spending more than we fucking make. You know, we're not going to be able to get a house.
Oh, God damn it. I forgot. The best part of this show is that they want them to move out of their parents' house or their friend's place or wherever they're staying and go out on their own. So they say, what do you need in a place to live? And they list all these unreasonable fucking things. Oh, like, well, I would need a hot tub and a pool.
What?
I would need a fucking sun deck, a bedroom at least as big as I have now. They take them to all these places and they're like, oh, yeah, this is good, but this would have to change and blah, blah, blah. They do the whole fucking thing. And they're like, okay, well, you'd need this per month. And then they're like, well, that's not right. Like, well, how would I don't have that. And like, well, you can't fucking be here then. That's how it works. You don't have that shit. You can't fucking be here.
That just explains the entire housing crisis that happened in the United States to a T. That's like a microcosm of it. I mean, people want to live beyond their means, and that's what it is. You can't live beyond your means, or at some point, everything's going to come back and fuck you in the ass.
I don't know Is it a princess culture, or is it more of a focus on what other people think?
Well, it's an entitlement culture. Like, people think that they do nothing but have a right to something.
I mean, to me, I think a lot of these people get tied up in that shit because they're so worried about what someone else is going to say.
Well, that just means you're shallow.
Yeah, I think a lot of people are fucking shallow. A lot of people are not willing to admit that they're showering with fucking with fucking plastic sheeting taped to their goddamn showers like a fucking animal. But I earned this house. I earned this fucking wreck. I earned it. Fuck it. There's a lot of people that put themselves in financial dire straits because they feel like they have to. They have to have this at this point, or else what would they think?
Well, exactly. I mean, you're saying that you have to have a bathroom. Okay, I'm not going to judge you on that at all.
Yeah.
If you have to have a $400 haircut and, you know, every week you need to get a $60 nail and manicure, pedicure, whatever the fuck they call it, and you need to tan during the winter because that makes you look like you really live in the place that you live in, being Canada. Yeah, tan people in Canada in December. Yeah, you're going to look like an idiot.
Yeah.
Are you really supposed to be tan during the winter in Canada?
No, you're not.
I think people are going to judge you the other way. I think people are going to think less of you if you're tan in Canada.
I agree.
It's stupid. I don't know. I don't even know how to react.
Oh, she's a princess. Oh, she's a princess. You got goddamn royalty there, son. Go for it. Yeah. Treat her like royalty. Give her everything she fucking needs. Oh, I fucking hate it.
Everything she wants.
I fucking hate it. God fucking damn it. So I get irritated. I
would assume so.
I get a little bit,
and especially if your DVD was clogged or your DVR was clogged.
Just
with that shit.
A fucking slurry of these episodes, and a couple of like Chopped and dumb cop dramas.
Play the cop dramas and Chopped.
Fuck that shit. Amanda turned this on. I wouldn't watch this fucking princess shit. She turned it on, and I happened to hear that stupid but catchy song. In the beginning, I'm like, what? Every time I hear it, it always gets me. It's like, what is the... Oh, fuck. And then they show the cunt saying, you know what? I deserve nice things. Oh, shit. God damn it. Yeah, it fucking bugs me. Absolutely bugs me. So I asked her, are you watching this? I looked at her. She's got her laptop. She's like tilted back in a recliner.
She's on the
She's not even watching the fucking show. So I say, are you watching this? No, I'm not. I'm like, okay, good. Fucking flipping, you know, not like channel up, channel down, but going through the info just to see what it is because I'm trained not to change the channel. As soon as I'm like, you know what? Fuck this. Channel up, channel down. Let's go back to 1992.
You didn't say that, though.
I said, fuck this.
Good for you.
I said, fuck this. And I started going channel up, channel down, like it was 92 all over again. And I eventually found a channel that was playing a movie marathon, Steve. A marathon of movies from the wonderful decade of the 80s. And I watched a great 80s movie.
There's a lot of them.
One of the definitive 80s movies, Teen Wolf. I watched Teen Wolf.
Michael J. Fox.
And I'm like, man, I loved this movie as a kid. I fucking really enjoyed it.
Give me a keg. Give me a keg of beer.
I didn't realize how witty some of how like funny some of the lines the coach would say. Like I enjoyed it. I've never seen it as an adult, so I enjoyed watching it. I left the channel on, started just fucking around on the my iPad a little bit and on my laptop, just fucking around, kind of keeping the TV on as background noise. And then I heard up next, Teen Wolf 2.
I'm like, nice
shit. I haven't seen this shit since the fucking. We rented the VHS tape in like 1988. I have not seen this shit since 1988. I'm gonna watch Teen Wolf, goddamn too. And the first thing I notice is where the fuck is Styles? They're talking to a guy named Styles, but it's clearly not fucking Styles.
Recast? I forget. I haven't seen that shit. Yeah, probably 20 years.
I looked for a very specific scene on YouTube after having seen this movie, and the number one comment, probably on every Teen Wolf 2 clip that's on YouTube, is, was the real Styles too busy? Because they have Chubbs. The real Chubbs is in the fucking movie. What the fuck happened to Styles? Okay. I think he might have been filming Born on the 4th of July.
He was in that?
Yeah, Styles was like the guy who owned the burger place.
I thought you meant Chubbs.
Chubbs was Teen Wolf, Pee-wee, and that's it. But Styles was the guy that hired Tom Ray Kovic, or whatever the fuck his character's name was, for his circular burger restaurant. You save on the meat. You fill the middle with onions and condiments. I can't do a good Styles impression. I'm sorry. I'll try. So I was watching Teen Wolf 2, and I'm noticing there's some definite differences between the quality of this movie and the quality of Teen Wolf 1. The first being the wolf makeup is fucking horrendous in Teen Wolf 2.
Yeah, shoestring budget probably on that one.
You think so?
I don't know. Wasn't the first one like a John Hughes movie or something? No?
Oh, I don't know. It would seem like it is, but I don't think it was.
I think they had a completely different like director and, you know, producer. I think it was just like a
it looked like they had a rubber mask.
Whereas it was a sold intellectual property at that point, I think.
Yeah, in Teen Wolf, the first Teen Wolf, it was like really good makeup. Like I looked at it, I'm like, shit, you know what? He fucking does look like a wolf. He does.
Oh yeah.
Doesn't look shitty. They did a pretty good job. Teen Wolf 2's wolf makeup, horrendous. The other difference is in Teen Wolf, I'm gonna say Teen Wolf 1, but in Teen Wolf.
Teen Wolf.
When he embraces his wolfiness, both movies, the character embraces the fact that they're a fucking werewolf. And then they go and do outlandish things. In the first one, Michael J. Fox is strutting down the fucking high school hallway, sees a black guy, slaps him five, fucking break dances. The
black guy bites into a can of beer.
The black guy goes, "My man," and walks away.
Well, there you go. That's
he won the respect of blacks. He surfs on a fucking truck, does a goddamn
handstand
for like several blocks, does 16 backflips in a row. Oh, and by the way, your shoestring budget was a doubled budget. It,
really?
Teen Wolf was $1.4 million. Teen Wolf 2, $3.0 million.
Jason Bateman must have been expensive.
Jason Bateman and Styles apparently was expensive.
Yeah, after doing The Fly 2, I'm sure his asking price went up.
Yeah. So Michael J. Fox's wolf is doing backflips on the truck, surfing the Beach Boys and shit. Going fucking, you know, crazy. Actually enjoying it. Slam dunking, stealing the ball from his own fucking teammate. Just basically being the fucking man. Jason Bateman's wolf decides to put on a purple suit and go to a college party and fucking sing a song and do a little song and dance number. It absolutely is the most hideous thing that I've ever seen. And I'm going to say for this, I'm going to play the audio of this scene, Steve. And think of all, as you hear it, think of all the wonderful moments in the 1980s. Start naming a few.
Breakfast Club.
Yeah.
Spaceballs.
Yeah. All good. Big Trouble, Little China.
Caddyshack.
Yeah, a lot of good stuff. But then this scene comes around. Fake Styles introducing the wolf.
National Lampoon's Vacation.
Ladies and gentlemen, we have a very special guest with us this evening.
Oh.
Not only does our Teen Wolf throw a punch like lightning, but he sings too.
Oh, Christ. And he does the slow mic toss.
Broke my heart.
Oh, God.
Because I couldn't dance.
Oh, shit.
This is the wolf?
It's the wolf.
I'll be around. But now I'm back to let you know I can really shake them down.
Oh, God, is this the worst thing I've ever seen? Okay. Okay, so he says, watch me now. And he puts the mic down. And then he's getting ready to jump in and show them crazy moves. He does, like, a fucking spread eagle dance.
No, yeah. Doesn't he do a bunny hop at one point?
He does a jump where he just spreads his arms, but the jump is off of like a foot ledge. Michael J. Fox fucking would do a fucking tomahawk dunk, break the fucking backboard.
Triple Lindy.
Fuck the head cheerleader or whatever the fuck she was. This guy does a little shitty hop in a purple suit with his fucking background dancers and his terrible wolf makeup. He's doing the faggotiest dances. Completely uncool. Oh, is it hideous?
Yeah, that movie suffered from the sequel syndrome.
Yeah, and you know what? Fuck sequels. Dumb sequels.
No, not always. See, I think people just hate on sequels.
By the way, Teen Wolf box office? 80
yeah,
million.
I saw
80
it.
Million. Teen Wolf 2? 7.
Yeah, and it's pretty bad when a sequel comes out and it does worse than the movie before it, because movies steadily do more business just steadily. Like, every year, a new movie breaks the box office record, pretty much.
Okay, yeah. This was, by the way, like maybe 3 years from the original, though. It was
all right.
It was a definite failure.
So much inflation.
A definite failure.
Yeah.
Actually, $7 million, profited $4 million, right? $3 million budget. It's not too bad.
Not as much a
problem. Wow, it was really a box office success. Shit.
I guess.
I'm going to tell you this. Because of that movie, because of that scene specifically, the 80s are shit. Fuck the 80s.
No, come on. You can't say that.
All the good that happened in the 80s. The birth of me. No, fucking
that turned the 80s to shit.
All the amazing movies, all the great television that people talk about, even the shitty fashion that fucking people in Brooklyn loved in 2007.
Cavaricis, nameplates, and gold
all
chains.
That shit, all the good stuff, erased by the presence of that scene.
Yeah, there was some pretty horrible shit in the 80s, but I gotta still say some 80s movies are really good. Oof. There's still a lot of good 80s movies.
Yeah, well, you know what, Steve? Sometimes, you know, people want to see the sequel. Like, I would never have seen Teen Wolf 2 if I wasn't in a mindset of, like, oh, well, I got to see all of them.
Right.
There's another one that I got to see the series. I liked one of them. I got to see all of them. I was too young for Star Wars when it was in the movies. So, like, I wanted to.
First one, yeah. Well, the first one came out before me and you were born.
So. Yeah, so I wanted to be able to catch a series of movies that was on par with that. So I would watch anything that had a sequel. I would watch anything that had a fucking sequel. And I'm like, fuck, Caddyshack 2, eat my dick.
What?
Teen Wolf 2, fuck. Suck my
Wait, you're ball. Really going to say that Caddyshack 2 was that bad?
Are you going to say it's good?
I'm going to say it's good but different.
Oh, for Christ's sake. You got to be fucking shitting me. It was too fucking 80s-y to just hideous. Caddyshack 2 was so fucking bad.
I think Dan Aykroyd took over well for Bill Murray. You think Bill Murray was a better groundskeeper than Dan
Aykroyd? I do. I absolutely do. Mrs. Esterhaus, shut up!
Cool movie.
No, you don't.
Yes, I do.
I don't want to know anybody that thinks that's a good movie.
All right, whatever. What about Aliens? Sequel to Alien.
I got a confession to make.
What?
I didn't see it.
Which one?
Either.
Wait, you didn't see either? Have you seen any Aliens movies?
No.
What?
I haven't seen it. I've seen goddamn Teen Wolf 2, but I haven't seen Alien.
Your priorities are all fucked
fuck,
up,
listen. Listen, I didn't fucking see it. I'm ashamed.
I'm pretty sure there's been, you know, like, a lot of hype around Alien and not that much around Teen Wolf 2.
Sandwich Humor Jeff says, Alien's best sequel ever made.
I might have to agree with him. I think there's a lot. I don't know. Like, in and of itself, Aliens is one of the best movies ever that is a sequel. But there's also, there you go, Sandwich Humor Jeff, Terminator 2.
Terminator 2 is incredible.
Terminator 2 definitely trumped Terminator 1.
Better than the originals. I agree.
Road Warrior.
By the way, shout out to Danny Cooksey.
Shout out to Danny Cooksey, yes.
Star of Terminator 2.
And savior of John Connor.
That's right. He's of the world. How about that? Of humanity.
Well, I don't know, because at the current point in the Terminator lineage, the world is not doing so great.
The end of fucking Terminator 2... That's where it ends for me. That's I'm done. I'm done with the series.
You didn't see 3 or 4?
I did. No, I did. I saw 3. I refused to see the Christian Bale one. 3 was just fucking stupid.
Christian Bale 1 is better than 3. It's not better than 2. Yeah. Probably on par with 1. But it's not really Christian Bale. I mean, it's more that other guy that's the Spartacus dude.
I like Terminator 1, the first Terminator, because by the way, I have that problem where when I talk about the first of a movie in a series, I call it 1. I call it Terminator 1.
Well, yeah, if you say Terminator, I mean, that's ambiguous.
Ambiguous. Yes, it is. By the way, if you'd like to call the show, the number is 316-768-4472. That's 316-768-4472. Steve has an issue with people that are sequel haters, apparently.
Well, I think a lot of people, like, they want something better than the first one, as anybody would, you know? But they judge it against the first one. They can't judge it as a movie better than other movies.
Okay.
You know? Like for instance, I think Blade 2 was the best of the Blade movies. And I know for a fact it made more money than Blade 1 or Blade 3.
Haven't seen a Blade movie yet.
Blade movies? Here's the thing about Blade movies.
When does he say, always bet on black?
That's in Passenger 57.
Oh. I just thought he said that in every movie.
No, that's Passenger
57. I thought that was like the Arnold scream. Like, no. Every movie has Wesley Snipes just asking people to bet on black.
No, the second one, well, here's the thing. The first one is good for one reason. It was the first good comic book movie.
Okay.
Widely accepted. Because Blade is a Marvel character. A lot of people don't even know that.
No, I didn't. I had no idea.
That really started.
Here we go. You've just irritated Clayton. Probably by saying that it's the first good comic book movie.
Okay, all right. You want to go back? You want to go back a bit? Howard the Duck was the first good comic book movie.
Howard the Duck is a shitty movie.
No, Howard the Duck is great.
Shut your fucking mouth. When was the last time you watched Howard the Duck?
Like a couple months ago.
Bullshit. You saw Howard the Duck a couple of months ago.
Yeah, it's been on HBO.
Are you fucking kidding me?
I brought it back.
Amanda had the VHS. When I first met her, I'm like, oh shit, you have fucking Howard the Duck. Let's watch it. She's like, don't watch it. You liked it when you were a kid? Don't watch it. I'm like, why? She goes, I watched it when I was an adult. I wish I never did. It was the shit when you were little. That little fucking duck that's got a little duck condom in his wallet. He fights these little street toughs with fucking chainmail gloves and shit. And the gay guy that was in Ferris Bueller turns into like a fucking possessed demon with a fucking weird tongue that he puts in the ashtray thing. It's a fucking great movie. But the thing is, watch it as an adult. It's no good.
No, it's still good. Still good.
Disagree.
Disagree all you want.
I haven't seen it as an adult. I'm going with Amanda. I trust her. I trust
all
her
right.
opinion.
And she also watches Princess, so all right. We'll take
Maybe she just really wants to irritate me. Maybe she's just really good at fucking making me mad.
Yeah.
Did you ever think of that?
She's telling you not to watch Howard the Duck because it's a good movie and she wants to keep you angry.
Maybe that's what it is. I'll watch Howard the Goddamn Duck. I do know that there was a nude scene that our buddy Alki used to masturbate to.
Rest in peace. Naked duck?
Yeah, when he was a kid. Rest in peace.
That's awesome.
He was the best. I never heard anybody say that except him.
Irish Alki.
Yeah. One of the greats. But
a little bit of good sentiment. That made my day. That made me feel good right there. That knowing that he liked that.
So wait, why do you think that you don't think any comic book movie was good until Blade?
Name one. What, Superman? Any of the Superman movies? Maybe Superman 1?
When did Blade get released? When was it released?
The first one was like 99, maybe?
So Tim Burton's Batman was no good?
None of the Batman were good.
Oh, shut the fuck up. Come
maybe
on.
Maybe the first one was decent.
The first one was great. What are you talking about?
No, the first one was overhyped and sold by McDonald's and Coca-Cola is what it was.
Okay, I'm sorry, Steve. I didn't know that you were a fucking a 9-year-old who was aware of the global economy and wanted it stopped. It was a fucking comic book movie. It was great.
No, but you go back and you look at it now and you compare it to the new ones and the Dark Knight movies. And the Dark Knight movies fucking blow it out of the water. I wouldn't watch the first one again. I would totally watch
the first one again. You're out of your fucking mind. And the fact is, you didn't say that it was the best comic book movie. You said it was the first good one, which is bullshit. That first Batman movie was good.
Well, that's why I countered with Howard the Duck, which preceded both, because that was a good movie.
It was not a DC comic property. It's not a fucking good movie. I'm sorry. Fuck Howard the Duck. I'm surprised George Lucas hasn't re-released it.
98 was Blade.
Okay. So Blade was 98. Fantastic. Yep. I don't know. Steve.
But I think that started, like, if you look at the movies after the first Blade movie, that's when comic book movies really, like, people used to rag on comic book movies all the way through the 80s, like all the way through the 90s. They were always terrible. And then, you know, Blade was gritty. It was actually a gritty comic book movie that, you know, people thought, yeah. You know, they didn't think it was goofy.
You know what it brought about? It brought about a lot of smug people who had to let you know that they read the graphic novel.
I never read any of those.
Oh, God. Was that fucking tedious? Like, did you see Hellboy? No, but I loved the graphic novel. Oh, well, thanks, fuckface. I just wanted to talk about a movie.
Well, yeah.
You don't have to fucking shit on me because I didn't read your fucking book I've never heard of.
Yeah, it's like constant. Dude, if you read the Blade comics, the Blade comics are goofier than the movie. The comics are absolutely goofier than the movie. Because Blade had like an afro and he was like, you know, just like he was like the jazzy black man, you know?
Yeah.
He wasn't just like this angry dude that just wanted to kill vampires.
He had a superpower, though. He did.
Yeah? What was that?
He was able to determine if rims were at the regulation height by jumping and grabbing them.
I got twins on my shins.
fuck this. Wesley Snipes bullshit. Steve, it's amazing. We're talking about the 80s movies, comic book movies. You know, I've noticed something that you've had a habit of doing. You talk about your dreams a lot to people.
Yeah.
Like, you told me that you had a dream where you decapitated yourself.
Yeah, that was last week. I decapitated myself twice.
In the same dream?
Same dream.
How did you pull that off the second time?
The first time I reattached my head.
For what, though? Like, what are you proving?
Well, no, I wasn't proving anything. People just thought I looked weird holding my head, so I put it back on.
But then you showed them.
No, but then I had to decapitate myself again.
Why?
I don't remember why. I just know I had to.
Yeah, I've often wondered if I've ever had a lucid dream.
Oh, I've had like one or two. It's the best thing ever.
I think I have.
Do you know what a lucid dream is?
Where you can make decisions,
and you can control the flow of it.
I think I have, but how do I know I'm not just that? Me making these thoughts isn't just part of the fucking dream.
Well, were you aware that you were dreaming? That's the other thing.
Yeah, I guess. I mean, if I take you through the flow of it, yeah, I guess you would say that I'm aware. But I don't know if it's just just part of the script. I don't know.
Well, that's the thing. Like, if you know there's
if you think there's
a script to the dream, then you're at the mercy of that. When you're lucid dreaming, you're not at the mercy of anything. You're like, oh shit, I'm fucking dreaming. I don't want to wake up, but I could do whatever the fuck I want because I'm dreaming.
Yeah, like, and then you start doing crazy shit. I was in my parents' neighborhood, and I was walking down the street that I grew up on. And I went over to the house of somebody who, for some reason, I shoveled their driveway, and I said I would do it for $4, and I overheard them saying, and this is real life, this isn't the dream, this is just identifying the people. I overheard them saying, because they were yelling really loud inside, I'm not paying them shit! In the house.
All right.
I remember them saying, $4! I'm fucking six, I'm shoveling your fucking driveway. $4, get off your ass. Anyway, so I'm at their house, I knock on the door, and it's weird, when I open the door, it's just blackness inside the house, just all blackness. And then I say, wow, that's fucking weird, I slam the door, and I jump, and I realize that I can jump really fucking high, and I'm like, that's
nice.
That's not good, because I shouldn't be able to do that. And I land on their roof. And I'm like, well, let me try to jump to the other one. I jumped to the other fucking house.
I think you told me about this before.
And I jumped from roof to roof for a while. And I'm like, well, fuck, I shouldn't be able to do this. Let me see what it's like to break into somebody's house. So I broke a window, went into somebody's house, and I got to a point where, like, there were – like, you ever play Doom or Quake and you use one of ID clipping codes and
you go just walk up the walls
and you go off the map and it's like just black or blurry? That's kind of what happened.
Oh, that's kind of scary.
And I'm like, well, fuck that. Yeah. So I don't know. I don't know if that was a lucid dream or if it was just the way my dream went. But I think I made the conscious decision to commit a crime because it didn't fucking matter.
What crime?
Breaking into a fucking house.
I guess that is like, a crime. Well,
fuck you, Bischoff. Break right into his fucking house. My boot through his fucking window and walked in. But, yeah. So, I mean, I don't know. People say that that you can practice. Like Cody, our friend I Love Muffins, is in the chat room saying you can really get good at it. It's a skill you can hone. But I don't know.
It's true. No, it is.
Like, hey, I'd love to be on the side of that situation where I could say, yeah, it's something I do and I love it. Fucking love it. I'd love to just go to sleep and fucking be able to do whatever I want.
Yeah, that's
cool. The fact is, I don't get much sleep. my worries and concerns are on the other side of sleep. So being able to be a fucking fantastical being and fucking shoot, piss flames out of my dick, it would be great. I'd love to have a fucking dick flamethrower and have really hurt people.
I'll have to remember that next time I'm in a dream. Yeah,
my lucid dreams are really fucking sinister. Like, if I could have a lucid dream right now, I would be able to piss flames out of my dick and burn things. That's what I would want to do.
I think you just wrote a new comic book movie.
Yeah. It would be the first good one, though. Clayton is suggesting that if we continue the lucid dream talk and follow it up by a psilocybin reference, he's going to leave.
Well, the Babylonians were all about lucid dreaming.
Well, no, but I mean, ancient Sumerian texts have suggested that lucid dreaming is possible.
Yeah.
Look, I like Joe Rogan. I like his podcast. When he gets into all that fucking bullshit, man, the Anunnaki and these fucking Santa Claus is nothing but a mushroom reference. Oh yeah, okay, great. Who gives a fuck? Who gives a fuck? Christ.
And everyone still listens to him. He's like the new Howard Stern.
He's good, man. You know what? He is good. I'll give him that.
Yeah, he is.
But you know, there's definitely some complaints. I guess when you get to that point where you're that good, people are gonna have shit to say about you. But yeah, I heard the episode he did it with Neil deGrasse Tyson. And
I gotta watch that.
Clayton said that his brain broke.
Yeah, because Neil deGrasse Tyson was probably talking about reality when he's talking.
Well,
about
what about
it.
What about this video on YouTube? You can see the frames are missing. It's fake. No, it's not. What?
Yeah, that's like the most grounded person versus the most up in the clouds brain person.
I get the sense that Joe Rogan is intelligent, but he bases a lot of his he bases a lot of the value on his information on like how prevalent the link is, I guess, on the internet. Like he has some kind of a behind the scenes Google algorithm for like PageRank.
Yeah, but that's
more it's more like Conspiracy Rank. Is the name
Dude,
of his
that's
algorithm?
That's counterintuitive because you have to realize that most people that care about shit are fucking dumb.
Yeah, it's true.
So you can't go by whatever people like the most because that just means, you know, I've seen shit linked on Facebook multiple times and like I'd see it like six times and then go to Snopes. Nope, that's completely false.
Yeah, well let me tell you this. How good was it seeing the greatest t-shirt ever made?
That is a great picture.
On Facebook, I think 16 people have shared
a t-shirt. Yeah, I got a bunch of people that shared it from me, too.
A t-shirt that says, "Guns don't kill people, Ray Lewis killed people." And it's just a picture of him flexing his muscles while wearing a fucking football helmet. It is the greatest shirt I've ever seen, and I love it.
I wish he was doing the Al Bundy Polk High, yes. the Hulk Hogan, you know, point and flex.
Yeah. Oh, fuck. Guns don't kill people. Ray Lewis kills people. So it's good.
Truth.
That whole bullshit of him crying. And the Lord. Oh, yeah, the Lord. You're all about God now, right? You're all about God.
Well, it's an easy way out when you've killed somebody if you don't want to go to hell.
That's right.
A couple Hail Marys. There you go.
Yeah.
Right in heaven.
It's true. I don't know, man. It's just fucking... It's tedious. Like they had a commercial where it looks like he's this figure that a kid would look up to, and I'm like, this is a guy who murdered somebody and then fucking dimed out two of his friends.
Yeah,
yeah. Well, yeah, the Lord did keep him out of the clink.
No, I think his bankroll kept him out.
No, that was purely the Lord. So, the Lord kept you out of jail on a murder rap, you would be thanking the Lord a lot more. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah, sure. Yeah. And if the Lord gave me money to get out of that murder rap, I'd be thankful to the Lord, too. Mm-hmm.
But be careful. Don't turn into a princess. So, Steve, no. you've actually sent me some shit. In a segment that I like to call Steve's Random Internet Shit.
new segment debuting tonight.
Steve's Random Internet Shit. You send me links periodically. And there was one that sometimes they're just an image with a caption.
Yeah.
Sometimes they're an article.
Or just an image.
Or just a quote from somewhere. But it's always random. It's always from the internet. And it's typically shit. So let's go through a few of these things right here. You had sent me a picture of a lady on a game show. I believe it is Who Wants to Be a Millionaire?
Yeah. And, that one was great.
And she's got she's very fat. She has a turtleneck, and it looks as though she has a question here that says, "Which of these phrases is a common yet fun way to ask someone if they're all set to go? A. Ready Morton. B. Ready Howard. C. Ready Freddy. Or D. Ready Ethan." And it looks like she's polled the audience because they have the graph, and the audience has weighed in. on their answer. And she still doesn't, she's not quite sold yet.
Yeah, there's a lot of things going on in that picture because she looks confused.
She looks like she's in disbelief. But 100% of the audience has said C, Ready Freddy. And she's not quite with them. And I can only hope that this bitch was going for the million. They had the easiest question ever, going for the million, and she went against the fucking audience's wishes.
I think it's Ready Ethan.
I don't know. I heard Ready Morton twice. I don't know why I picture her having some kind of a
Southern accent.
Southern twang. What, like, if you were to do her voice, Steve. Describe her. Her ears are at level height with her shoulders. Yeah. She's wearing a smart pantsuit.
She's a troll in a pantsuit.
Yeah, like a treasure troll that has been rained on. Remember the troll dolls, guys? Put a pantsuit on one of those fucking things and rain on it.
My dad used to make those things.
Really?
Yeah, my dad was a foreman at a plastics company that made millions of those.
Wow.
I had every single troll doll ever made, pretty much, as a kid.
Did you like them?
No, I used to fucking burn their hair. I don't know where I got flame to burn their hair.
I wonder, like, if like a parent just goes to, like, take the laundry or something out of their kid's room. They stumble into a bedroom and there's nothing but fucking burned troll
dolls.
Just tortured, twisted plastic fucking trolls.
Yeah, I think that's happening.
Lock the guns up, sweetie. We got a problem.
Yeah, I used to hack their eyes out. Like, they had these little, like reflective eyes. It was like a bunch of little prisms and like a black thing in the middle. And I used to just pluck them out. I don't know why.
Steve's random internet shit. You've given me another thing here, which is
a lot of
The new craze that's going on with whores online. There's a new thing that all the whores are doing.
You know what? I prefer this to the duck face.
Yeah. It used to be the duck face. It used to be the MySpace photo before that. And apparently, the term for what this thing is called sex dolling.
Yeah.
Sex dolling. Where basically they look like they're making their
goldfish.
Mouth...
They look like they're goldfish trying to gasp their last
except
breath.
Except the fact that they're young girls and their mouth are... it's shaped into a blowjob mouth.
Yeah.
They have they're doing that smiley that everybody would use for blowjob. Whereas AOL did not intend it for that. They wanted it to show surprise.
Yeah, it's...
Like, for example, you would IM somebody... We're pregnant, and they would fucking IM back the mouth open fucking O face surprise. But in practical use, pretty much some girl would say "Hey" to a guy, and he would send that back, and she would call him either a pig or she would say "I'd be right there." That Steve the LARPer just put the fucking thing in there.
Sex doll came out perfect.
Fucking blowjob face. They put their mouth in a hard O and fucking just take a picture of themselves. Why the fuck would you make that your picture?
Why the fuck would you make a duck face your picture?
I don't know. Like, what is the point?
Exactly. I don't know either.
Is it saying that they're down to suck some dick? Is that what it is? Like, was the duck face?
ETS? I don't know. I thought there were acronyms for that. Did they need a picture to compliment it?
Well, I mean, I don't know. You Google if you're somebody's grandmother that just got a Chromebook, and you're looking up your granddaughter, and you're like, oh, let's see what Stacy's doing on the internet.
Oh God.
Oh, maybe she's seen my Hidden Valley Ranch commercial. Let's look at Stacy, and she types Stacy fucking Kellerman, whatever the fuck in
Sarah,
and she sees a goddamn blowjob face. And she's like, oh, Stacy loves the black fellas, doesn't she? She loves the colored fellas. I don't know. It seems idiotic and terrible.
But
and
it's
I disapprove.
Still better than duck face. I believe
I think it's
still
it's worse than the duck face. Because duck face is played out. It's like, oh, yeah, you did a fucking duck face.
Great. Oh, so now it can be ironic. Thus, not
people
as
will
bad.
Do the ironic duck face.
Yeah,
that's how it'll be. It's like ironically signing up for Friendster in 2005. It's like, oh, I've got a Friendster account. Steve's random internet shit. Always random, always from the internet, and always shit. Always shit. We have an article that you sent to me here, Steve. In light of the inauguration, someone has done some investigation through social media, which is fun to do because you can search for a hot button term or a phrase or some kind of a slur and just really get the score. You can pretty much figure out where everybody's at just by doing a search for like faggot or retard or nigger or pussy or cunt, whatever. You can really figure out what everybody's talking about and especially the tweets that use those terms. So somebody had decided it would be great if during the inauguration that they would search for the word assassinated.
Or assassin.
Yeah.
Because it would cover everything past that.
I want to preface this by saying that I am aware that it is a crime to threaten the life of the president, and I am not doing
or that. Or anybody sitting in a government seat, actually.
Really? Like even like a freeholder? Of
Dude, it could be the mayor of your town, and it's still...
Really?
Yeah. Wow. Yeah, dude.
God damn. Well, I apologize for that one. Sorry. But yeah, it's basically a collection of tweets where people were insinuating how amusing it might be if an assassination occurred. People are saying they truly hope that it happens.
One girl said her mother only was watching the inauguration to see it happen.
Yeah, and it's just tons of them. And I'm like, man, this is really shitty. Like, what? No matter what side of the fucking fence you sit on politically, this is really terrible. Why would somebody do that publicly? You know, with your Twitter account.
Yeah, I mean,
you know, your IP address wherever you are is fucking tied to that shit. Why would you put that out there?
And not even that. Like, if you go through a lot of those things that I sent you, it has their full name.
Yeah,
I mean, their full name is there.
Yeah. And then I got to the bottom. I'm like, man, that's just terrible. And I saw the first comment from Jacob Nesmith, who has his picture next to the comment because it's linked through Facebook. He is a tall white gentleman with cousin it hair and a chin beard. Okay? He writes, you know what? A maintained neck beard.
All right.
He writes, notice something in common with all of these people? That's right. They are white and seem to be under 30. In other words, mindless sheep who need to learn some damned respect.
Well, there you
go. And I'm like, oh, fuck you, Jacob.
No, he said sheep.
Just fuck you, you fucking self-righteous asshole.
Listen, anyone who
you gotta says be the sheep. White guy who fucking condemns white people. You fucking just shut the fuck up. Why does it have to be, oh, you notice something with all of these people? They're white sheep. Oh, they're just fucking people, aren't they?
You know what? I read that too.
People are people, Jacob.
And then I went back through it. There were a good number of Spanish guys in there.
Oh, actually, he has an edit.
There was a guy named Jesus in there.
I didn't see this last night, but he put an edit up there. It says, I now see they are all not white. I am 23, so the under 30 comment was more to the fact that they have no experience / don't wish to gain it. I am adding this edit because I am tired of responding to multiple posts about the same thing. If you wish to know more about my position, I suggest you read a little more than this one comment. Oh, Christ. I hate the white guy with a fucking reason for hating white people. Like, I just hate it. Why does it always have to be a fucking racial thing?
Well, I think that stems from, you know, slavery. When white people wanted slaves and the other half of us didn't.
Well, I guess that's it then. What was decided in the 1600s stands.
That was the 1800s.
Boom! You don't think they had slaves in 1600s,
Steve? They did, but there weren't many people that wanted abolition back then.
Oh, well, what I'm saying is the act that condemned us all to being compared by our skin color.
Well, yeah, but
will never be erased.
No, it won't. I don't think it will.
It should be. It just get. Let's fucking just get by it, please.
I want everyone to get by it because listen, there is not one person in the United States right now that has ever legally owned slaves. So calling someone out that they're white and they're in their history they might have owned slaves, that's fucking bullshit. And it's just like black people wanting reparations now.
Yeah,
you can't say you want fucking reparations. I mean, all right, there's white people that grew up in your neighborhood, guaranteed, no matter how black of a neighborhood you lived in, there was someone that was a different race than you. In every neighborhood.
Yeah.
There's always someone that's a different race that grew up in the same fucking place. So that argument's fucking stupid.
100%.
Now, right now, it's stupid. Back then, you know, I could see your point, but not now.
I mean, and the fact that they put this on the fucking social media sites, Twitter and Facebook, like, people are really free with what the fuck they're posting on there. They have no fucking idea.
No.
Do you think any of those people that posted, like, even just suggesting that it might happen or should happen, got a visit from any officials?
I think 99% of them did.
Shit.
Dude, that's like a 5-year prison sentence for threatening the life of the president. I mean, and they count Twitter, guys. Just so you know, Twitter and Facebook.
Yeah.
Like, people don't think they're getting monitored, but you are.
It's hideous, and I hate it. You know what I don't hate, though, Steve? Fine products.
Love Fine products too.
I love it. I love when I purchase something online and it gets shipped right to my house quicker than expected.
Or a shitty product.
Yeah, like for example, the movie City Dragon, or
Teen Wolf 2,
or Teen Wolf 2, or a superior product like a 3D Blu-ray.
Yeah, absolutely.
You can buy all these things and whatever you want at hearustalk.com/Amazon. Not directly from us, but you'll click to Amazon from our site, buy whatever it is you want, you'll get your purchase, and by clicking on our link, we get a small cut. It helps us pay for our bills, helps us keep our shows going, and we're very appreciative. A lot of people have been doing this, and it is noticed, and it is so fucking appreciated. So
we review every product. Every product that's purchased through it, we know what you're buying.
No, we don't know what you're buying.
Well, all right, we don't know what you're
buying.
We
do know what you're buying. We don't know who's buying.
We don't know who bought it, but we know what you're buying.
Oh my god. Whoever bought the inflatable goat, the inflatable
the party
fuckable
goat. I believe those are called
I hope
party
you're
goats.
The same person that bought the condoms, because those goats do not clean well. You're going to want to catch your juice. Is all I'm saying. It may say dishwasher safe in the Amazon description, but it's a lie. I went through 3 or 4 goats trying to keep it clean. Okay? 3 or 4 goats. HearUsTalk.com/Amazon. Buy whatever you want. Buy whatever you want. It helps us out. If you make a purchase on Amazon, go to our link first. Thank you very much. I really appreciate it.
Kind of like City Dragon now.
You are getting City Dragon.
I have City Dragon. It's sitting right next to
me. Stan Duran's masterpiece, City
DJ Kung Fu.
City Dragon MC Kung Fu.
MC Kung Fu.
MC Kung Fu.
Beware his fury.
Oh, speaking here's maybe Ken's internet shit. We just concluded your segment, Steve's random internet shit, which is fun. I like it. We'll do that from time to time. Here's something I've seen endlessly. People will post a quote and then give attribution. That's how a quote is commonly conveyed in a tweet or a post on Tumblr or Facebook.
Yeah,
they put a quote out there and they attribute it. What I'm getting sick of is the quote attributed to said no one ever. It's so fucking irritating at this point. Like, Steve's a good person, said no one ever. Just so fucking tired of it. Everybody does the same fucking shit these days.
Yeah, there's a lot of that.
Like what?
Oh, there's the fake Lincoln post. Everything that's said on the internet is true. Quote Abraham Lincoln.
Yeah, I mean, at least that's an image that has gone around. You know, I don't know. I take less umbrage with an image being passed around than a style of update. Fucking pisses me off.
True.
Anyway, Steven, I think that it's getting around that time. Let me just ask you a question, Steve. You getting stewed? You getting a little stewed?
No, I'm not angry at all.
Interesting. I also want to point out that I just learned, I don't know how long they've had them, but Starbucks has Trenta cups, 30-ounce cups from Starbucks.
Yeah, the big, the large, right?
It used to just be, you know, a venti, 20 ounces. Now they have 30-ounce drink. You don't need a fucking, you don't need 30 ounces of anything.
I haven't been to Starbucks in so long because Starbucks is awful.
I love Starbucks. I do. I truly love Starbucks.
Wait, for what?
Coffee.
Really?
Espresso. Right. Latte. I love it. You're not going to change me either.
Right. Dunkin' Donuts, son.
Dunkin' Donuts is shit. You know, I got a free a booklet of large coffees, and I'll go there. And
I got two of those.
you know what I thought I'd never see again? A Dunkin' Donuts operated by non-foreigners.
I go to one every day.
English-speaking people.
I go to one every day.
I thought it was an extinct thing.
Absolutely. No, it's all locality, man. There's certain towns you can go to where Indians, Pakistanis, and Afghanis don't live.
I mean, I would go to this this Dunkin' Donuts nearby my work, and it's operated entirely by, you know, non-foreigners, English speaking people from America, and I was thinking about the Awful Hour episode where Veal Chop would reveal the different ways that they would address him or actually not address him. And I remember it's one
my
of them
friend.
Suddenly.
It's always my friend.
No, he would. They wouldn't look at him, and he would start ordering his thing. Like, I'll take a blueberry muffin. Okay, blueberry muffin. Okay, and a large coffee. Large coffee, hot. They would just yell hot at the guy.
Nice.
So I don't know. No yelling. They're just spacey eyed looking fucking hopeless people. But they speak the language.
Yeah. No, I go to maybe four or five different Dunkin' Donuts in the locality because they're like they surround me. But the one I usually go to because it's right next to where I buy my cigarettes is I'd say 80% white.
Good, interesting.
Yeah,
I don't think I've ever seen a black guy work at Dunkin' Donuts.
I have. Really? I know black guys that work at Dunkin' Donuts too.
Interesting.
Yeah,
I'm not opposed. Shit.
I hope you're not.
No, I'm not.
I hope you're not.
Steve, come on. Jesus Christ. We have very good news for Heroes Talk. Within, I'm thinking, just right now, I'm going to come out and say it.
Uh-oh.
Should I come out and say it?
I don't know what you're going to say, so say it.
We'll be adding a new show to HeroesTalk.com.
Oh, I like that.
And Steve, are you aware of what that show is? Are you? Yes.
Yeah, I'm aware.
So what if I were to tell you that we'd be adding two new shows?
Two.
One of them is secret and nobody knows about it. But the other one is Truth Time Theater from
the
boys at sandwichhumor.com.
Yeah, I know that one. What's the other
Officially, one? They're going to be added.
All right.
Now, keep in mind, I have plastic wrapping the place where I shower.
I'll
and
keep that in mind.
And I am very busy, but they will be added. They are as close to being a part of this site as you can possibly be. They're as good as added.
Yeah, because
good as added to this site.
Stay with Humor Jeff has been there for I'd say a good 2.5-3 months.
And not only that, they give a shit about what they do.
No,
not like us at this point.
Here's the thing: they give a shit about what we do.
Yeah, but that's so not the reason we're adding them. We're adding them because they're good.
Well, Steve. Of course.
I mean, you want to paint them. You want to make it something somehow about you. They're actually really good.
No, of course they are.
I had no intention of adding a show to Hear Us Talk. I don't think anybody really did. It wasn't. Maybe it was a thought, but. We weren't actively seeking anybody, and they reached out to us. And I'm like, you know what? I'm going to give it a listen.
That's the best way,
Gave
though.
It a listen. I'm like, you know what? They've got potential. Gave a listen to the next one. Holy shit, they're actually getting better. You listen now. They're a fucking different show.
And they improved.
They are so fucking good.
Through your tutelage.
My tutelage? Shut up. Fuck. I didn't tell him shit.
Yes, you did.
My tutelage. Please. They're fucking entertaining guys. That's the thing about it. And they've done some great shit. And if I were more prepared, I would play it. But I don't need to, because you can just follow Sandwich Humor on Twitter, and you'll get all the links. They made a nice remix of Frank doing a lot of his sputtering and
colloquialisms,
his best lines and his best yells. It was just a great mix called the Feats in the Sheets. Oh, go fuck off.
Feats in the Sheets.
The Feats in the Sheets. Oh, go fuck off remix. I gotta find. I actually gotta find this.
Feats in the Sheets.
Yeah, I gotta find it. Feats in the Sheets. I had it in an email, and I don't know what the fuck I did with it, so I'm going to go to it right now.
Wait, there's another half to this, though, that you still have to touch on.
What's the other half?
You said there was two shows.
That's right, I did. Here's the Feats in the Sheets, I Go Fuck Off remix.
What about Ralph Macchio?
I spit on him.
You spit on him?
Yes. 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 Hey, Ralph!
No! Ralph! No, I'm late! I'm running late!
Ralph!
I gotta go!
No, Ralph!
I gotta go! I hate this stupid job!
It is enough!
I hate it! I gotta go be a big karate
guy!
Son
of a bitch!
I will hope he suffers. Hope he breaks his back.
Oh my God!
Hope he breaks his back.
Fucking Frank.
Hope he breaks his back. Son of a bitch. Hope he breaks his back. Son of a bitch. Son of a bitch.
Living in a fish eye lens. Living in a fisheye lens. See, a lot of people don't realize that is the actual lyric. It is not living in the fish islands. Back in the day, I had the boombox going. And believe me, it was one of those boomboxes that wasn't even digital. It was a non-digital one.
Reel to reel?
Whatever.
Yeah.
But I would walk around with that thing at the Super Club and think who the hell I was. His face looked a little spazzy to me.
A little spazzy. Now, how yeah. Would you say that you look at his face and he seems a little spazzy?
Ah, go fuck off!
I own 6 lawnmowers, and none of them work.
I have to keep buying a new one.
Yes, they're on my shed. But at the 6th one, I said, this is bullshit. I'm not going to deal with this anymore. So now I just have somebody cut the lawn.
Ah, go fuck off! I saw it. Individual who looked a little shady pull a wedgie out of his asshole crack. So I said to myself, would a terrorist be pulling a wedgie out of his asshole crack? Let me ask you this. Do you think a terrorist would comb his hair? Would a terrorist hold the door open for someone?
No, I don't think they would.
Of course not! Here's my fucking theory, fuckface. People say to me, why would you go in and... First of all, you know I'm not going to sleep in the bed because I'm not going to put my legs in underneath the sheets where somebody's legs and feet were. It's disgusting. Okay? They're rolling around, rubbing their feet in the sheets. I'm not going to put my feet in the same sheets. Okay?
Feet in the sheets is killing me right now. I'm sorry. My whole
right.
Fucking night is ruined.
Is when a man is in the position of a squat thrust, and then the woman goes underneath him and performs a French kiss on his.
Continue.
That's when the woman performs a French kiss
on his starfish, which being is his anal crevice or open. In other words, it's when a woman deep throats a man's anus. That's rimming.
But your definition of rimming requires that you do your best fucking Carlton Fisk impression.
Yes, you have to get in a Skechers position. The woman slides on her back on the floor underneath your anus opening, and then she sticks her tongue and jams it up your asshole. Ah, go fuck off! Jesus, jeez. Ah, go fuck off! Yeah, I wanted to make a reservation for a room.
What?
A reservation.
Yeah, you're not going to make a reservation. You're coming to Florence.
I need quiet time. I'm studying for a test, and I need the room to be quiet. You have quiet rooms? I need a quiet room. Do not disturb. I don't want to be disturbed. What kind of rooms you got?
The king. What do you like? The king size bed or regular?
I like a king size. How much is that? I need one very far away from you. Now let me ask you a question. Can I bring my dog?
No dog. Oh. No dog.
Because
in the
I'm. What about my cat?
No.
What about can I bring my goldfish?
Listen, you no bring animals.
No animals?
No.
Okay. Do you have any vending machines there? Do you have any coffee? Will you be serving breakfast in the morning? Do you have like maybe a bowl of hard candy or something? Some breath mints?
No, no breakfast machine.
Do you have carpeting? Could you turn the TV off? I can't hear what you're saying. Is there a TV in the room? Do you take credit card? Do you take cash? Am I allowed to bring a woman there?
Yes, because it's room for two people.
Because I think I'm going to make love over there. I could bring two women?
Not two women, one woman.
I could bring one woman?
Listen, it's a lot of questions about... where do you like it? You say you have dog. I say it's not a dog. You know, bring the dog. This is motel. You say scared. Woman. Room is for two people. Do you like it? You bring woman, man. Forget it. But only one. The room is only for two people.
Two people?
Yes.
Could I at least have some coffee and tea or something?
No, I'm telling for you. No heaven, nothing. No breakfast. No machine for the snack. That's it. Thank you,
bye. No machine for the snack.
Is that beautiful?
That was good.
Very beautiful. That was a treat that I needed during the last work week, which was hell. This lifted me. Lifted me way high. Out of my fucking
music.
Funk. I loved it. And that's from Jeff at Truth Time Theater on sandwichhumor.com.
Let me just say, great production.
Fantastic production. And the other guy that wasn't Frank that was talking... he was pretty amusing. Dare I say, intelligent. Steven, I think we have to wrap this episode up. Let's wrap it up right now.
There's something left.
I'm sorry, is there something left?
Yeah, you said there was two shows.
I did say that. So we'll wrap this up.
Oh my God.
This is what we call a teaser. This is going to build.
This is when they're going to fucking pull the thing off the top, off the chopped meal, and then they go to commercial break. That's what this is what you're saying?
That's right. You're going to finally see what the fuck it is, who won the goddamn dessert round and chopped, but after the break.
Which is going to be a week long.
Yeah, that's right. Or maybe longer. We're working the details out on the other show, but... nothing will happen until Truth Time Theater is officially added to HearUsTalk.com. We fully stand behind all the shows. Best in Show Radio. They're coming back soon. We were promised.
Best in Show!
And also, Bug Zapper Radio, who's live tomorrow night. Work on your fucking core. Get off your ass. Bug Zapper Radio. And also, us. That's it. And now, Truth Time Theater. Go to sandwichhumor.com and check out Truth Time Theater. They're fantastic. They're amazing. And we welcome them to HeroesTalk.com. Thank you very much. And have a good week. Steve, is there anything you'd like to say?
Don't underestimate online gaming.
Don't underestimate online gaming. I agree.
Feats in the sheets.